And in the latest from Pakistan, the United Nations today reported that the number of people rendered homeless by the devastating floods has risen to over 4 million. Yesterday, the UN said that nearly half of the $459 million needed to fund initial relief efforts had been secured after days of lobbying donors and warnings that the country could face a spiraling humanitarian crisis. We spoke to Paul Healy, regional manager for Asia with TROCRA, a member of the Caritas Network, about their work to help the most vulnerable in this disaster.
TROCRA is particularly sensitive to the most vulnerable. We insert protection of the most vulnerable into all of our projects. But obviously children and the elderly are those who are more vulnerable than most. And any program worth its salt in this country must be able to be sensitive to the needs of the most vulnerable. It's very hard to get the scale of this into your head, Lydia. There's about 6 to 8 million children affected. And I would say there's a good 2 to 3 million of them severely affected, whose families have lost their livelihoods, their houses, they're open, they have nowhere to go, they're sitting on banks, on roadways, wherever they can find shelter. And I think they're extremely vulnerable now. And I think the international community, as well as the government and the disaster management authority agencies that have been set up over the last number of years with the government, are going to have to be particularly sensitive to those vulnerable groups.